It is contest time once again. Be caller 5 at 716-221-4WGR. That's 4947. To win a pair of tickets to see comedian Tammy Pescatelli November 30th, 2024 at Rob's Playhouse Theater. Tickets are on sale at playhousetix.com. You know what? When I was saying the Chiefs are bad?
I remember.
And I sort of used Mahomes not having as many passing yards this year as Aaron Rodgers and sharing the league lead in interceptions thrown with 11. I forgot to acknowledge the fact that their running back and running game is so good that I left. I intentionally left out how dangerous Kareem Hunt is at age 39. Come on, Chiefs.
You know there's two sides of the ball, don't you?
Why? I did. Why do they have to be immune from the very points we've made for years about the Bills and other teams when it comes to close games success or failure? Why does it make sense that one team would be immune to that? Just because they're going longer winning so many of them shouldn't change the reality, which is you are living by a thread if you're playing like that, and it's never been a good sign. It's not knowing how to win. It's getting lucky. Sure, he's good. They're good. That makes it easier than if Bryce Young is your quarterback, right? I mean, that makes logical sense. So they should win more than half of their close games, but they just have not, in my opinion, deserved sort of like the, I mean, we're sort of all giving, we were giving into a supposed reality that the Chiefs were impervious to this. Like they were just always, they're going to block a field goal. They did it. They did these things, but look out. It's funny, again, like yesterday I said, that this does not end up being a one-score game. So, great. They still have the streak going when it comes to one-score games. This game doesn't count. I thought it was close. But it doesn't count.
It was very close.
They were smart not to score after the Allen touchdown, or else there goes the streak. So I don't know.
I really don't give a. Wow, I'm feeling pretty casual, or maybe fired up here. I don't, one of the two, maybe a combination. I don't give a crap about the streak. They've won two Super Bowls in a row, kind of being what they are right now still. And I just I feel like that commands more respect than they're bad.
Okay.
Myself. I've been saying for weeks in here they're dying to get beat. I've picked against them a bunch of times in picks, and I'm losing the picks contest, like maybe largely because of it. I think they find their way. I mean, the margins are slim, sure, but the results speak for themselves, and I don't know, to wash it all away is luck. I mean, the guy made a great play to block that field goal. I hate that it happened, but they did one thing other times in the game and then another thing at the end, and it worked. And to me, that's more than just luck. That's preparation for even the most minute of details. I mean, maybe a team that doesn't have that championship pedigree that they're enjoying here is lining up to try to, you know, protect against a field goal with 1 second to go that's going to lose them the game, and they're just like, yeah, whatever. You know, this is a 29-yard field goal. Just go ahead and make your kick. I want to go home. I want to get in the hot tub. It's just like, I'm done. And instead, they get through there and make the play. So, I don't know. I'm inclined to give them credit. It's maddening, but I don't know. I think they deserve a lot of what they've got.
It's over for this week anyway. Like the Bills, the game has been played. And I don't mean any of this to take away from the Bills' accomplishment. I mean it quite the opposite, where I think that game should, well, of course it would, you know, make you feel better about the future, you know, the rest of the season, because they're not in your heads. They're not too good for the league, anything like that.
Right.
I never said it's all luck. You know, again, I think they should win more than their share of close games, and they obviously do that. But where we end up on the same page is there's just no reason to be afraid.
No.
Like, they have not been – last year, too. All of last year, it was the same. They just didn't win them all, right? They lost six games. And I know what happened in the playoffs, which, what can you do?
Yeah.
Do you? If you think the playoffs are different, then you're going to think that. I don't. I think it's a football game. I don't think teams get scared. I think, you know, it's still a football game. I think good teams, championship teams, get calls. That helps. That helps you win close games, and there's some of that with Kansas City, like there is the top team in every sport. That's all. I mean, that's yep. it. Obviously, I'm trying to have a little fun with it.
Right. Well, you're getting the reaction you wanted.
It isn't take away from the Bills' win, because no. they didn't just beat a bad team.
Right.
But,
well, that's a part of it, too, for me, why I don't want to, you know, like, dude, you know, this meant a lot. So don't tell me they're bad now because the Bills beat them. I do think it's, you know, we haven't put the Bills ahead of them at all until this week since, what was it, late September after the Jacksonville game. You just looked, right? So, reverse AFC power rankings. Because, you know,
that's, I wouldn't do it until they lost.
That's how we do it. Right. So, they had to lose, and they did. Now, you can look at it, but we've been saying it all year. Like, I think the Bills have looked like the better team all year long, really, than Kansas City. It's just they had to get on the field and beat them, and now that they did that, they got to get on the field and probably beat them again in January for that to really, you know, feel legitimate, because that's the thing they haven't been able to do, which is why some of us, me chiefly, at least in this room, were so tangled up about everything last week. So like, I don't know, I don't feel it. Now that they got it, and they're 9-2, and the one seed is there, you know, I just need some cooperation here at some point. I mean, I hope they do get unlucky here and maybe don't block a late field goal against the Raiders on Black Friday or whatever it'll take. Is that when they play the Raiders, Black Friday?
It is.
Yes, mm-hmm. Okay. Because, you know, the Bills have looked to me like the better team all year. I mean, their point differential tells you that. You know, what the Chiefs have going for them is that they, as lucky as it may have been, they beat the Ravens. They haven't seen the Texans yet. So, like, you know, the Bills played the Ravens and got just blown out. But, you know, I don't know. That's 1 week. I think the Bills have been the better team. They just don't have the better record right now.
But it's closer.
Yes.
It's right. Closer. It's only a half game now. I would think the Chiefs are going to lose two or three more. Like, that's where I end up. Especially the point, it came up again today. Sal made it. Like, we talked about it yesterday. They end Houston, Pittsburgh, Denver. Those should all be teams playing for, like, important games. Maybe not Houston so much, but probably at Pittsburgh, at Denver. That could be pretty tough. I mean, Denver just had Kansas City, mm-hmm. and they're having a good year. And the Bills go Patriots, Jets, Patriots, which just could be, like, backups.
If they can come through this stretch here of, you know, Niners, Lions, Rams. Rams and Lions. Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
But lose one of those three, they'll keep the heat on the Chiefs. That's what Sunday did for you. They'll keep the heat on the Chiefs for those games. So they're going to have to keep leaning into it. And so even if you're playing to the wire, they're going to be playing to the wire. And then it'll be time to decide, like, at some point, maybe, like, how badly do you want this or that in the seedings and all that. Obviously, the one is the thing that matters the most to both of these teams. And, yeah, I mean, I think go 2-1 these next three, and I think you'll have a look at it.
Oh, yeah, I agree. Here's John next. Hello, John.
Yeah, how you doing, guys? Thanks for taking my call. I mean, is Patrick Mahomes the new Tom Brady to you guys?
What do you mean? I think he's better than Tom Brady.
I think
he's more talented than Tom Brady ever was. Pardon?
I think Brady was a better system quarterback.
Okay.
What's the point?
Point is, you guys are dogging a guy that got two MVPs, three rings. He's missing his top running back and his top receiver. So once they come back into form, the Bills are done in January like they usually are. So they're the best team from September to the first week of January, and then they fizzle. So let's just enjoy the regular season and...
And then give up.
Oh, wait a minute, I'm not a Bills fan, so I enjoy the middle of January anyways. Bye.
Okay, thanks, Sean.
Now you know why I got to push back on you when you say the Chiefs are bad, because this guy's with you guys are dogging Mahomes. Like, shut up!
Embrace it.
One of us did not say any of that, and now he's screaming like a lunatic.
Mahomes is welcome to have a good season if he feels like it. I mean, just go ahead and actually do it. Nothing about this has anything to do with his career. achievements, how many MVPs, all of it. You know, you didn't hear any of that from me. Well, you did hear last year they were bad too. I've been including last year because it's true. But this year it's not good at all. The record's good. This happens in football. We know it. And it's usually worth trusting, right? What was Minnesota? The year the Giants beat them.
Yeah, a team that lost to the Giants at home in the playoffs. That's what Minnesota was.
They were luckier than this. Like, the point differential point, it wasn't as good as Kansas City's even is. But, you know, ESPN is mostly just going to tell you how it's about heart and knowing things and all that kind of stuff. And then they go play Brian Daboll's Daniel Jones-led Giants and lose at home in the first game. You know, you don't want to live like that. Kansas City would say that. They would. Alex Gold would say it. Players might say it. You know, they would recognize that this isn't really going to be good enough, probably, unless they're just so fat and happy because of last year, and somehow last year convinced them it will never go the other way, which I doubt. 803-0550, Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, Paul Hamilton in 20 minutes here on WGR.
In case we haven't met, I'm Dino Colombo. I represent people hurt by a truck. It's what we do every day. Busy roads, big trucks, bigger risks. Don't face it alone. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.